Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay now. We're rocking and rolling here, 8 minutes after 11 on Sunday morning.
Do you think we'd be more on time if you were, like, say, if you came here 8 minutes sooner?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe called you an hour early?
I wouldn't have liked that, I don't think.
No.
I don't think I need that.
You didn't like it this morning. You had your phone shut off.
I had my phone in my pants.
Oh, yeah?
And I wasn't wearing them in bed, obviously. It was in the bathroom.
Oh. Did you could hear it, though, or no?
I could hear it loud and clear.
Yeah, the ringer on. I think at some point we should start including the Open Mind with the Jabbercast. Because right now it's sold separately, apparently.
Open Mind sold separately.
So we're going to do that for our listeners.
And who reads on the toilet?
I do. What's happening around here?
I go back to work tomorrow. I've been off since December 18th. And I have to admit it.
December 18th to January 18th, a month.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't realize you were off that long.
Exactly. And we'll be taking donations at the front of the house because I don't get paid for another 2 weeks. So it's
all right. Yeah. So that's, well, it's still a month without pay because you would have been paid 2 weeks late after you were off probably somehow.
Well, two of those weeks. So we got paid by the company.
Right. And then you got pogey for the rest or something? Is that how that works?
Yeah. And I went to fill up my pogey online yesterday and I screwed it up.
Oh. So now what happens?
I'm going to have to call them up in the morning and tell them. I thought I was filling out for the 2 weeks I was on layoff, but I was filling out for a week before I was on layoff and the first week of layoff.
It's difficult enough the way that they do these things to make sure that you get your pay on time, let alone if you or they mess something up and then you have to wait. And they take their sweet old time repairing anything or doing what they have to do.
Yeah.
In most cases.
You will pay dearly for your mistakes. But,
And
in your neck of the woods?
In my neck of the woods? Yeah. No, just same business as usual in my neck of the woods.
So, like, it's been crazy. What time did you wake up this morning?
Well, I got up earlier than I would normally. I would have got up at 7 o'clock, but I got up at 6 o'clock this morning and couldn't sleep very well through the night. So, it was a pain thing. Got up early, took some extra strength Excedrin, but it's got caffeine in it.
Yeah.
So, it didn't really help with sleep, but help with pain.
Hmm.
So, I felt better anyways.
I love taking those for headaches. They're the best headache
killers. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're incredible.
But I never have taken them for body aches or anything.
Well, no, it was I had pain, but I had a headache coming from my neck and everything, you know, from the shoulder up and thing, but a headache.
Oh, I see.
So that's why I really took them. I don't normally take them for body. They have Excedrin PM, though, and that's good. If you're in pain anywhere for night, it'll knock you out. You just won't even know. Whether the pain goes away or not, I don't know. You just get put out, so it's pretty good.
Right. So you wouldn't want to take one of those at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, absolutely not, unless you wanted to sleep for the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. I used to take a half of one was good, but then eventually I take two now.
His tolerance has gone up.
Two whole ones.
Or down, I should say. His tolerance. No, what is that? Your tolerance would have gone up for the PM Excedrin.
No, my tolerance went down. When your tolerance lowers,
yes,
you need more. That would be correct, right?
Oh, if your tolerance for the pain.
Oh, my pain tolerance, right? Okay, yeah. I got you. I thought you meant like tolerance for a, or that's probably another word. Actually, what is it when you get used to some a pill or something?
Yeah, there is a word for that. I think it's minute.
Immune. Minute, yeah. If anybody knows how to spell minute.
You think it might be spelled the
same
as...
Give us a ring-a-ding.
Minute, right?
Huh?
You're thinking it might be the same as minute, right?
Minute?
Yeah, and minute.
Yeah, minute doesn't have an I in it somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, well, first, M-I-N.
Right.
U-I-T-E? No?
No, U-T-E. That's minute. Okay. M-I-N-U-T-E.
Minute.
And minute is...
Oh, that's M-I-N-O-O-T.
Newt Gingrich. Speaker of the House.
So did you do anything special after the holiday? After the holidays and before you go back to work?
I didn't do anything special, no.
No?
I couldn't afford it. I would like to have gone skiing, but my kids' exams are coming up.
Okay.
I don't want to pull them out of school or do anything drastic, so.
No, not at exam time.
No. It's going to be interesting. Teachers are calling us right now. Saying your kid better do good on the exam.
Yeah.
Or things are going to get ugly. Just letting you know, Mr. LaPlante.
My parents used to get calls all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
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 I thought you were such a good boy.
depends on how you looked at it, I suppose.
all the girls you went out with thought you were a good boy.
Yeah. We'll leave that alone. The uke video, I don't know if we mention the Bushman World Ukulele Video Contest that I had a submission for and I didn't place or anything?
Mm-mm. I don't think we discussed it. I think it was the same day that they announced the winners as we recorded last
week. Oh, was it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't place at all. They had 5 winners and 10 runners up. I didn't get anything. I had some good YouTube comments, but if you search The Uke King, all one word, on YouTube, you'll find the videos. There's the last year's submission and then this one, and I'll try again.
One thing I noticed about yours, I don't know if it makes a difference or not. I know you said it in the intro of the video, but you got to say, this is my entry for the 2009 ukulele competition. You said it, but...
I wasn't visible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that really matters. Last year's I did, I actually said it and was, you know, and I had a pretty good video last year too, and I didn't place. So.
That's the only thing I could think of, a technicality, that you weren't even a runner-up. Because for sure, you should have been...
But even the People's Choice are people that send in the videos pretty much that would vote for videos, and I still didn't get voted for, so I can't see, you know, but if everybody choice, liked it, they would vote for it, you know what I mean?
But a People's Choice is just one, though. They got to pick their favorite one, right?
Favorite five.
Oh,
I think it favorite. Was. Your favorite five, and then they had 10 right. runners up, though, I think.
You're right. You're right.
So,
you're
I
right.
mean, if I'd have gotten votes, you know what I mean? But I think the biggest issue with mine, honestly, was the fact that it was... I submitted it near the end this time because I thought that would be a good idea, but submitted on the last day actually that you could, and so did lots of people.
Sure,
from the 26th of December on, I think were all those people. The contest winner was supposed to be announced, I think, January 5th or 6th.
Right,
and at that time ours were not even posted still, so. They actually gave another, I think, around 5 days or something like that for people to look at videos. And then we were all in the list, but at the bottom of the list is a YouTube player, and none of us were in the player. So they would actually have to click on us in the list to go see the video where it's convenient to watch everybody else in the, you know what I mean? So I think that attributed to it, but next time I'll be the first one in, and I'll make this crappiest pixelated video that has ever been made by anyone ever. For any reason.
Shoot it on your iPhone or the camera.
With my ass out.
Oh, jeez. No. I think you mentioned the it was late and the videos didn't go up, and now they announced it days after they said they were going to announce it.
Right.
It's all right around the holidays. Like, people have to work to get all that stuff up on the web and stuff. Like, they got to do stuff that's...
Yeah, true. But then again, it's a... You know, it's a music store company, you know what I mean? They sit at home and throw the stuff up on the net. It can't be that bad. But if they're having it through then anyway, that deadline's December 31st, obviously from the 31st to the 1st or whatever, somebody's got to do that work. They know that.
Right.
They could have ended it in November if they wanted to instead. Like, you know, that's their thing. And it should have been up rightfully it all should have been done on time.
Right.
You know, or at least done properly after. We should have been in the player. They should have taken the time to, you know, do everything right.
So. I think they should move it all up like they did with Macworld.
Move it all up.
Move it to like February.
To the east side.
East side. Yes, that's it. No, later on, give yourself some time to get your stuff together. Make the deadline January 31st and announce it at the beginning of February.
That would be good too, but then Valentine's Day comes up, and then there'll be some excuse so they couldn't get it up then.
I'm too busy. It's Valentine's Day.
You imagine not being able to get it up on Valentine's Day?
I could not imagine that. And our ad for this week is from Cialis.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
In the news, Haiti. That's a big news piece.
Yeah, I don't know if I have to actually even tell anybody about that. You have to be under a rock not to know there was an earthquake.
That's like the biggest thing going on, besides Leno and O'Brien.
Pretty much, yeah.
Lennon. Did I say Lennon and O'Brien? Leno.
Leno.
Jay Lennon. Not to be confused with John Leno.
Because, well, yeah. They.
I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round.
Yeah, that's something. How usually earthquakes, will in my lifetime, they don't usually hit that highly populated areas. Like the capital city of a country.
Yeah. Did you see any video for that? There was a video on YouTube, the only one that I saw, just watching the ground. Like, there was no audio.
It was taking place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's like on a pole. You could tell the pole was shaking.
You could see the whole ground was going.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody got out of their cars and ran.
Yeah.
And it was only like 30 seconds. That's what I saw. But,
yeah.
Wow.
It was like on the side of a road.
That'd be scary, man. Where are you going to run? Where are you running to? Get out of the car, but where are you going to go? You can't. You know what I mean?
Take any cover. You want someone to drop a rope from the sky, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrifying. If you think about it, you're on the ground and it's just slamming, and you just see the house.
Yeah, where is safety in an earthquake, really? It's not from the ground below, from the ground and down. It's in the air somewhere.
Yeah, you got to get off.
How long do you think that lasts? How long do you think it lasts for? How long does it last, an earthquake like that? Minutes?
This one was 4 minutes, I think.
That's a long time to last for the earth just crushing. We're crushing them.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why there's so much devastation there. Like, you look at the palace, it's probably the nicest building in Haiti. And if you look at the before and after, it's like a two-story building in reality. And, like, the second floor is completely gone, mm-hmm. but the first floor stayed up. So you're like, what happened here? Just like, poof, pancaked.
Left an estimated 3 million people in need of emergency aid.
3 million people were, basically affected.
Right.
Either.
And how many deaths do you have that information in front of you?
I don't think that anybody knows. There's
estimated anything yet?
The president is saying it's going to be at least 100,000.
Yeah.
But we don't really know. There's so much rubble that they got to plow through. And, it's Haiti. Which has already been cursed with, I shouldn't say cursed because there's the Pat Robertson thing. Did you hear about that?
What is it?
Pat Robertson. Do you know who Pat Robertson is?
Yeah,
he's an evangelist.
Holy man.
Holy man ran for president at one time. And
that would have been great.
He said that the people of Haiti made a pact with the devil.
Oh, because they're called Haiti. Oh, wait, that's H-A-D-E-S.
Hades. They made a pact with the devil, and this is how God is making them pay.
He said that?
Yeah.
So did anybody shoot him or kill him or anything, or no? Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm sure.
That should happen. That's just ridiculous. The most ridiculous thing I ever heard. In this day and age, 2010, and people are saying the most ridiculous things ever.
He's old. I don't know. Maybe he just lost his mind.
And he is a person that is supposed to be respected and intelligent about those things. And that's just ridiculous. That's cockamamie.
It is cockamamie. See, now, if I had the cable, I would actually play
stupidity.
That video.
Well, yeah, but you have a cable and you should have plugged it in, probably. Because you could have plugged it into a track as well. Know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
You can plug a cable, your own separate cable, into another track.
Holy,
you have some open tracks, don't you?
I didn't even think of that. No,
that's what I said earlier. That you have a cable too, so we didn't have to have the two in a one. So,
all right.
How about the Leno thing? What's up with that?
The Leno thing.
Conan O'Brien gets out of his. He's going to be able to get out of his contract and do what exactly? What does he want to do? Where's he going to go?
Fox.
Just to another network at the same time, like just like before.
Just like before, he was always on NBC.
No, I mean, like before they had. Oh, well, he was after Leno or something.
He was after Leno, yeah.
Do they get along, those guys?
I think they do.
Because I mean, I think they all taken stabs at each other, or you know, I don't know about each other, but at Leno, he and or more at the station, I guess. But and Letterman, he must be having a heyday. I haven't seen any of that lately, but. Must be a lot going on there.
Letterman's in the monologues. Yeah. On Jay's show, the 10 o'clock Jay Leno show, whatever that is, I saw some YouTube of, they have a segment in that show called 10 at 10. They ask 10 questions of some celebrity or something. Mm-hmm. And they asked Jimmy Kimmel 10 questions. And almost every answer to every question had to do with Jay. Jimmy just cut Jay right up.
And that was on Conan, you said? Or Letterman, sorry.
It's on Jay's show. Jay's show at 10 o'clock. He has a segment called 10
o'clock. Oh, right, okay. And who was Kimmel cutting up?
Jay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch. Like, he's thinking, he's saying it in fun, and Jay's just putting up with it.
But, yeah, well, they're comedians, man.
Yeah, that's right.
To some degree, I think that they're just, you know, most of the time clowning around to be funny, even though it seems like it could be serious. There could be
some seriousness.
We don't know if there's seriousness or not, because in a lot of cases, those guys, and when they're really good, they're really serious. They sound really serious about, you know what I mean? And sincere about things. Yeah. There's I don't know if you saw one of the award shows that Seinfeld got an award for, and there were other comedians sitting up there. And for most of his speech, he was cutting up the show. The award show, the award, just giving comedian award at all, it seemed very serious. Yet at the end, it's, you know what I mean? He kind of switches it around and it's all funny, but you get the impression that he's serious about the whole thing and
it's cutting it off. It's all fun and games until someone loses their job.
An eye, that's what that is. Until you lose an eye. If anybody wants to see the actual, probably people have searched all this anyway, but Haiti earthquake caught on tape, go to YouTube. And this particular one, it's the title of it is Haiti earthquake caught on tape. And it's pretty cool. There's no sound on this, but it's it looks to me almost like a camera that was actually mounted someplace. But
on a highway.
Yeah, but it's not high up. No. It's very low.
Yep.
It's like
top of a car
very,
high.
Very low. Yeah, yeah. Usually mounted cameras are higher, but although this could be a police thing, but you can't see any license plates.
No, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure the incidence of, what do they call those, closed circuit TVs is not very high in Haiti. Whereas if there was an earthquake in England, you'd be able to get 20 different angles of the same.
Yeah, you'd be able to buy the DVD next week.
I remember they had that... that cross-dresser, I think we talked about it on the show.
I hope so. Who?
And he was like a jiu-jitsu or a what's the ultimate fighting champion? But him and his buddy, they went out dressed up as chicks.
Yeah. Did they do that for real or was that like some kind of joke? And then they beat the hell out of somebody to try to rob them.
Yeah. I think that's just something they like to do on a Friday night. It's dress up as chicks.
They probably do that to get in fights or something.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Hey, trans testicle. And then they turn around.
Oh, they just laid a beating on it. So, and there was three different angles of the same fight.
Yeah,
and nobody has a camera in their hand.
Yeah.
This is just street cameras. It's scary over there. But anyway.
Unless it was staged. A lot of conspiracies going on.
Okay.
So is there any other news that you have? Or,
news.
Do you want to continue on somehow?
We cannot continue on in any way.
Shape or form?
Well, you know that Bill and George W., they're raising money for Haiti, right?
Okay.
it's kind of interesting that they got together. And
surprised they don't take the evangelist side.
Well, the Bush dude, or George W. anyway, yeah. But he also, someone asked him, since he's kind of in the public eye again, they asked him if he missed it at all. Did he miss being in the public eye? And he said, not even for a minute. Mm-hmm. Glad I'm out of there. Google has found out that some of their accounts have been compromised, and the accounts are on people who are human rights activists in China, mm-hmm. and people who are for activist rights in China, like people in Holland and the States. They found that these accounts have been tried. Someone tried to compromise them, and they were compromised to an extent, but no information was actually leaked out. But they knew that somebody was there, and they traced it back to the Chinese government.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's big.
So Google is saying, is this really worth it being in China? Like, you know, because supposedly Google's mantra is do no evil. And they think that's a pretty evil thing to be doing. So as it is, Google is only in China because they agreed to censor some search results. Uh-huh. They can only be there if you don't show this information to the people. Which in itself is kind of stupid. So now Google has said, screw it, we're not censoring anything. Mm-hmm. We're just letting it all go. And we may just get the heck out of here because this is not right. So, you know, Google is a huge entity in itself. It's probably bigger than a bunch of countries, some smaller countries in terms of how much money they mm-hmm. generate. So this is not being taken lightly at all. So it's going to be interesting to see if Google actually stays in China, one of the fastest growing economies in the world. I'm surprised you didn't have a piece of tech news in the news.
the China thing. Why would the government, they compromised, these accounts?
Yes, they want to find. They want to find out
to see the information that's in there. What's going on?
Yeah, they want to see the.
But why can't? Why doesn't somebody just join? You know what I mean? As a spy, like why would you compromise?
I'm sure that's going on too.
Well, yeah, but isn't that just easier than really doing something that's actually unlawful?
Is spying lawful?
No, it's not lawful. But I mean, you're not compromising an accounts or anything. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Why did China do something? Well, you know, they're obviously trying to find out correspondence between these people to see.
Yeah, but they can find it all if somebody just joined, saying, you know, I want to be a member and sign up and be a friend and whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't get that. For smart people, that's pretty dumb. All right, today's show topic is knickknacks.
Paddywhacks.
Give a dog a bone.
Woof, woof.
This old man came rolling home. So, are you a knickknack guy?
Oh, yeah, you know me. Me and knickknacks go
He's
way back.
He's got knickknacks in his pockets. Pockets. Pockets.
Why do people collect knickknacks, Big JD?
Well, some people that do it for that very reason, collect. But then there's some people that maybe have inherited, you know, through family or something.
Cursed, in other words.
And then there are people that just like to not necessarily collect knickknacks and probably maybe don't even care for knickknacks, but have to fill spaces. You know what I mean? You got a wall and you put a thing up that holds things and you put stuff in it. And, you know, I got to put something there or on a table or somewhere. I need to put something there. And, oh, I can put this there. Or I got something as a gift or something. I can put that there. I think there's a lot of reasons why.
As humans, that's a bad thing to do, I think, though. Just to fill a space. If you need to fill a space with a knickknack, I suggest.
Well, you have to fill spaces with something. You suggest what?
Getting a smaller space.
Oh, okay, well. But you have walls and you have, and we know what knickknacks are. They're like little figurine-y type things, little
everything. Things
you put, you know, but
teacups.
Well, sure.
Houses.
But knickknacks, if you broaden that out a little bit, I mean, knickknacks can be the pictures you have hanging on the wall.
Could they be
the tickets that you have stuck in the frame up there? No. Can that be considered knickknacks of any kind?
Memorabilia.
Okay.
Knickknack is a completely useless piece of something.
Yeah.
Decoration.
And there's a lot of different reasons, though, I say, like why you have them or where you got them. And now you must have knickknacks around. Like there's knickknack. There's got to be something that you would consider a knickknack.
Why Kim is not a knickknack person.
Like here's a knickknack. The little angel thing is a knickknack.
There's a knickknack.
That egg over there is a knickknack.
That's actually a paperweight, but that's okay. Paperweight by
it looks like it's used as a knickknack.
Yeah, right now it's very knickknacky.
Not anywhere where you'd probably have paper.
No,
there's probably more.
He's looking around the room.
This, you know, knickknacks.
And this would be a room where there would be some knickknacks.
What's the green thing up by the curtains there? Is that to hold them back or something?
Yeah, that's the thing to hold them back. Yeah.
All right.
Do you have knickknacks in your place? I don't think you're a knickknack.
We have knickknacks, and I don't know if I'm a knickknack person. I think a lot of guys tend to sometimes be maybe dig certain knickknacks, but sometimes they're bigger, like the statuesque type things or something, things that are a little bigger type of knickknacks, you know, that are cool or whatever.
Yeah. Sports-related knickknacks.
Sports-related knickknacks, sure. NASCAR.
NASCAR-related knickknacks.
You like NASCAR?
That's all a very good point, for sure. My sister... I mentioned the houses thing. She goes to England every other year. Her husband's from England, so they just go back home. Okay, she lived there. She lived there for a long time, too. And there is a place in England where they build these ceramic houses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's collections of these houses. On her one living room wall, the biggest wall in her house, she has a shelf unit that was custom made to put her houses in.
Wow. How many she got now?
Well, just in that thing, I'm going to say there's 30, 40 mm-hmm. of these houses that are anywhere from 6 to 10 inches in size.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's just the ones in this thing here. She has other ones, some that are boxed up. She has so many of them that she can't put them all out at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she's a knickknack person. And she also has these dolls. I forget what they call it. If Kim was out here, she would tell us. But they're dolls. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, they're ceramic with maybe not a ceramic head kind of thing. But, right. Oh, she is knick-knack queen.
And now, where would she get that from? Was your mom a knick-knack person? Did you have knick-knacks at home? Was that kind of thing? Or is that just maybe on her own?
My mom was somewhat knick-knackish, yeah. She, especially stuff from England. Because mm-hmm. we knew my sister's husband's uncle. Well, he was part of the family. He was one of those guys that moved in with my grandmother. He was a war vet, and he moved in with a widow.
Okay.
Who was my grandmother. So that's where the whole England connection comes from. So I think, in general, that's part of the English culture. Collecting stuff. The good stuff. You keep the good stuff, you know. You show it off. Whatever that is, and it's worth something supposedly. My mom was it was like China type stuff, like English teacups and teapots and stuff. Like she'd have,
oh right, yeah,
she'd have all that kind of stuff out, but it had to be the good stuff. And it was probably some of the most expensive stuff we had in our house was those little knick-knacky things, that and a Tiffany lamp. I remember we had too that we got from my grandmother.
Well, that's not a knick-knack, is it? Tiffany lamp?
No, that's a light fixture.
In case you're just picking this up now, we're talking about phones ringing.
No, we're talking about knickknacks.
Knickknacks. We had, I'm trying to think back if we actually had many knickknacks. I probably had more knickknacks than anybody in my family, in my bedroom. Like skulls and things like that, you know, all over the place. Skulls and empty bottles that were like on display. Trying to think of what else. And I probably still have some things still packed away. And we have a few knickknacks around that are, and usually they seem to be as gifts, you know, from people or family or whatnot. And then you put them out on display and I don't know that Lana actually has or had many knickknacks really of her own, but as gifts, you know what I mean? Picking up from back home or for occasions and things like that. And so you start putting things out. But then again, like I say, you know, especially if you moved or something and you you have a new place and you get some furniture and you have tables and things, like you usually have to put something on them. And in a lot of cases, it's knickknacks.
You got to put something on them. Sure. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest advocate, actually, of putting things anywhere. I like the more streamlined, the better. Except, I guess, when it comes to a small quarters, like the studio or something, you know, or office, and you're going to find more things scattered around. But some things are kind of useful knickknacks.
Oh, like what?
You know what I mean? I don't know. Well, you have little things like almost little calendary things or a little thing that might hang from somewhere that holds a pencil, but it's a little cute thing or something. You know what I mean? Knickknacks like
that. Oh, yeah, for sure.
There are sometimes things like that. And so a lot of people's knickknacks, though, are things that they kind of had handed down to them. If you're not a knickknack person, do you just put all that stuff away somewhere or would you actually put it out, do you think? Do you have things that were passed on you somehow that you acquired from home? And would they be out or would they be like in a box somewhere down in the basement?
More than likely in a box. Some stuff we keep out. I don't know. I know Kim was going to have an opinion about that. She's making faces over there. I would say half and half.
And why might be reasons that you would keep them out? Like nostalgic?
Yeah, sentimental.
Thing or sentimental value? Yeah, sure.
That's all I can
do. Do we have a guest?
Yes, we do have a guest. And no, we don't. I wish. Plug in a mic. Have her sit down. How do you spell knickknack?
I think the correct spelling for knickknack is knick space knack. I think I may have spelt it as one word on the...
And is it CK at the end?
Yeah, yeah. Knick like with a CK.
Like knack the New York Knicks.
With a CK. Things that we maybe remember from home? And don't have anymore and think, oh, we used to have this thing on the table. It was so cool. I wish I had that. And I'm thinking I may still have this, but I'm not sure. It was a very heavy, small brass elephant. Had a company name on the side. You know, an elephant wears a sheet over him.
In India, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and one side said something on it, like to some Acme company or whatever. Very old from my grandmother, and I had it for years and years and years, and I don't think I have it anymore, but it was, it actually, in the top of it, had a small square hole, like yay deep, and an inch deep or something, with one rounded thing to put, it was actually an ashtray, to put one cigarette on, sit it on there, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that was, I guess, a knickknack, but it was also an ashtray. So I think there's a lot of things, and some people, I think, put ashtrays around that don't even get used.
Yes.
Because they look really cool.
I think that I know we have at least one ashtray in this. There's an ashtray right over there. It holds guitar picks right now.
Yeah. See?
Now that was in my house. My mom used it.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Sat around, played cribbage. I know that ashtray was sitting right there. And
so you could, some people would maybe consider those knickknacks when they're, you know, especially put somewhere like on a in a display area more so than a useful area.
For sure. We use them for small bowls too. Like Kim will put her used sunflower seeds in an old ashtray.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got one on that table there. It's in the shape of a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ashtray.
What about when you guys go on trips somewhere or anything? Do you guys ever buy any little knickknack from the trip or something that you save? Or,
no. I remember going like on my first or second trip away when I was a teenager. I'm thinking, I think I'm going to collect spoons because I think I seen someone who collected spoons. And what do they do with the spoons? They hang them up in a spoon holder.
Right.
And you go, you're supposed to walk up to them and see where these people have gone.
Uh-huh.
And I think being a teenager, I remember going to one of my buddy's parents' place. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at that. They got spoons for all these places.
Yeah.
Where do they go to get the spoons? And the mother probably said, it's at the airport, Mike.
Yeah. And then they find out that you're interested in the spoons. And then all of a sudden you get one for some occasion. Here's your first spoon.
I think you're supposed to get your own spoon, though. A spoon is something that you get for yourself. That you, the marks, I've been here.
They call that spooning?
Yeah, that would be spooning as well. But the spoon is just, it's the epitome of the knick-knack.
Small knick-knacks and figurines and things, that could drive you crazy. Collecting those little things and finding spaces to put them in. And a lot of people are into those things. Like the Red Rose tea boxes. I don't know if they still do, but used to come with little figurines. And with
Kim's
little...
Kim's into that.
And with little... Yeah, I used to dig those things. I had tons of them. My grandmother used to buy Red Rose tea, and she'd always give me the figurines. So I had all these little animals and stuff, and they were really cool. I don't have them anymore.
You want to say something, Kim? Me too. her grandmother used to do the same, I guess.
Yes. And then I think the Red Rose started putting in little houses. I think they were little tea pots. Like small little fig... Like, not figurine, but a little teapot knick-knack. Yeah, yeah, and the lid came off it and everything. They were just little to collect.
To collect. You wouldn't actually put tea in there.
No,
wouldn't even hold a sip of tea. Speaking of tea, how's your tea doing, Big JD?
My tea's really good. And what kind of tea do I have?
You have a Tetley Rooibos.
So what are the size of knickknacks that makes them maybe not considered a knickknack? What would they be termed after? If it's would it be called a statue because it's big, bigger, or would it be? I mean, would you consider those things knickknack? You know, in the corner, sometimes people just have sitting in a corner a little statue or a little thing, a little something.
Right. It isn't so knicky anymore.
No, knickknacks generally seem to make you think that it's a little thing, something really small.
Exactly.
Knick-knack. Yep. Little collectibles.
Do you have anything big in your house that you like have standing in the corner other than a coat rack or something like that?
No, not really. I don't think standing in a corner that's a larger size, I mean, other than like a vase type thing. We have a couple of Mayan things, a Mayan plate. Could be considered is are those plates on display knickknacks?
Oh, plates! I guess they are. Huge knickknack, actually.
A Mayan head, small, and these are like gifts though from people have gotten us from Mayan territory.
I was gonna say, have you ever been to Mexico?
No, I have not.
You're probably never.
I was supposed
going.
To go for my honeymoon.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I got out of it.
You still owe.
It wasn't my fault, 100%. Yeah, I still owe Atlanta a honeymoon. We were supposed to leave the same night as our wedding. We would have had to leave the reception early to get the flight that we wanted. We would have had to go to Toronto to get it.
Yep.
And then also she, and I think that's because she didn't have the passport at that time, a proper passport because, I don't know how that worked, but she had a former Yugoslavian passport and had to get the one from her. Or something, and needed a Canadian one too, I guess. I don't know how that worked, but so that didn't happen. I didn't have to fly. I was thankful.
I didn't have to go on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
I went to Mexico for my honeymoon, and we went to the Mayan ruins as well.
Oh, very nice. And you got pictures, I would imagine, and stuff.
We got pictures. Didn't get any knickknacks, though.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Some mid-90s Frank Zappa, very fitting song, entitled Revenge of the Knickknack People.
Sure, you got upset stomach? I'll give you some Pepto-Dismal.
Thank you. Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up!
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPont's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say I wanna leave. I guess I can.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So I wanted to ask you where that Frank Zappa tune came from again?
That came from, what's the name of the album? 1996. And it was part of a three... CD thing or four CD thing. I forget
five
the name of
CD
it.
Thing.
What was it called now? I could bring it into iTunes or something to find out, but I can tell you after.
I was just kind of curious. And it's 90s stuff. And he when did he pass away? 10 years ago? 8 years ago?
Yeah, probably shortly after.
Okay, I was just curious because that's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, it was just wacky. I don't know. He's got a lot of wacky stuff.
That's for sure.
That's why they called him the mother of invention.
That was his band.
The mothers of invention, I know. Yes. Tech Talk. I was thinking that today maybe we'd talk a little bit about tablet PCs.
Tablet PCs. Why
and
that, is that?
That was a term of them up until now. If Apple comes out with a tablet, then they're not just tablet PCs anymore.
Then what are they?
Tablet Macs. Tablet Apples. Apple Tabs.
Ooh, yes.
I like that. Apple Tabs. Here, take one of these Apple Tabs, man.
Thanks.
Make you feel great. But PC is a general term given to personal computer. That could mean any computer, really. But
sure.
Mac people generally associate PC with Microsoft.
Don't be talking Windows about and, my Mac with the word PC in the same
right.
sentence.
But this is a Mac PC.
I mean, you could say that, yes.
Yeah, but...
And a lot of people do look at it that way. But as far as Apple being in the tablet
market,
they've already been there.
Yeah. Didn't they have that little handheld Newton?
Was it?
The
Newton, yeah.
Yeah. That was a small thing, like a little palm type thing?
Yeah, it was not all that small. It was about that big right there.
Oh, it was that big?
Yeah. See that,
wow.
Folks?
With a stylus.
With the stylus, yes.
Yeah, we'll have his hand display on in the show notes.
And believe it or not, just like a lot of old technology, some people are right into their Newtons. Like, they still use them. People run web servers off their Newtons. Wacky. And a lot of doctors used Newtons when they were still, you know, supporting them, when Apple was still supporting them.
Now they're using Blackberries and iPhones.
Of course, yeah. Lots of medical apps on the iPhone, that's for sure. But, yeah, so Apple's already been here. And the was it Steve Jobs who put the cable? No, I think it was Gil Emilio put the kibosh on the Apple Newton. But they were going to come out with a different thing after that. It was kind of, I think that's what Steve Jobs put the kibosh on. It was the thing that, oh no, it was the talking in my head. Pippin is the thing I was thinking, which was a gaming device.
Well, that was a movie, wasn't it? Longstocking?
Pippi Longstocking. Yeah.
Could you watch movies on a Newton? There was no such thing as movies at that time, was there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, but not files as we know them today.
No.
It was AVI file?
It was grayscale, but it had handwriting recognition.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of neat for back then. The movies at that time, I remember getting a couple of movies on a floppy from somebody when I first had a Windows 3.1 computer that you could run from DOS. It was like a little executable file, but what was it? What would that file have been? An executable, but executable what?
Exactly. Good question.
Was it an AVI?
No.
Was it an MPG?
MKB.
Was it a CIA? Involved somehow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess that might have been like Java or something.
We don't guess on the Jabbercast.
Oh, sorry. Especially when it comes to technology.
Right. This is where you get your source of very important information.
Technology information?
Yep. Any kind of information, actually, but we're talking tech.
We're talking tech, and so we're talking tablets. And supposedly, this is going to be the new, what do they call it, paradigm for computing. HP just recently came out with a nice-looking tablet, I have to admit. It runs Windows 7.
And now, is that with a cover on it?
No, this is just
a tablet.
Just a tablet. If you look at, if you Google Steve Ballmer Microsoft keynote, he shows off, the coolest one was the HP tablet, I think.
Okay.
And it was running a Kindle software besides, which is kind of interesting that they would, of all the things they would show off, Windows running on a tablet, they showed it running Kindle software. Go figure. I don't get it, but.
Well, they want to scam the Kindle market, that's why. Let's show that first.
Well, I don't know that.
Try and get the market.
I don't know that Amazon is actually making money off Kindles. I think
Kindles are quite a bit of money.
They're quite a bit of money, but I don't think they're making any money on them. For one thing, they got to pay for the internet service that people get to throw your books on your Kindle.
So it's all about getting them to buy the books.
It's all the same reason for iPods. That's the only reason Apple started selling iPods, so they could
sell music.
And then they turned around and realized, wait a minute, we're a hardware company. We can make a ton of money off this hardware.
Yeah, let's put out 7 different kinds.
And we'll basically not give the music away, but we're only going to make, whatever, 30 cents for every song. I don't think they make a lot of money off iTunes. I don't think it's not.
Neither do I, really.
What, you don't think they make a lot of money from the 30%?
No, I don't make a lot of money off iTunes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
But it's acceptable. Go on.
So now I think it's the opposite. Now they're selling more iPods, more iPhones, more iPod Touches because people are going to the iTunes stores and getting stuff to put on it. And once that device dies, they got all this stuff that they're married to their iTunes. So what do? They go out and buy another Apple device.
Right.
So I think they're pretty smart in that regard. So where does a tablet fit into this?
And what is a tablet? Let's tell people what tablets are.
It's a thing that God carved the Ten Commandments in, and Moses came down with 2 of them.
Thou shalt not buy a PC. Written 10 times, 5 on each side.
5 aside.
Ooh, no, 5 aside. I like that. 5 aside. A good name for a band.
5 aside?
Yeah. Are they playing tonight, 5 aside?
That would have to be a big band.
Well, yeah, because there's 5 aside.
Yeah,
it's exactly. 10.
Tablet is a computing device. As far as the Apple tablet goes, which no one even knows anything about, they haven't even announced one. They're not even admitting they're making one. But supposedly they're having an event at the end of the month to announce something, which they haven't actually announced the event even yet. But anyway, the one that Apple's putting out may run the iPhone OS.
Right.
Or it may run a version of Mac OS. So that's the big question.
Something like the Apple TV. What does that run, actually?
It's a version of OS X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can run programs on it.
Can you put OS 10 on it? I wonder.
Yes, people have put the real version of OS 10 on there.
Okay. Like nothing. Nothing special, nothing you got to do, nothing whatever. Just works. It's like
special.
A Mac Mini or what?
No, it's special. You got to do something with the BIOS or something. Wacky. Okay. There's a YouTube video for that too. So that's going to be the main thing. What is the operating system for this tablet going to be? And that will determine what kind of programs you can run. Because for the most part, if it's an iPhone OS, you know, it can run some pretty cool apps. Nothing that you can actually create spreadsheets or Word documents or...
Oh, yeah. They have apps for that.
There's an app for that?
There's an app for that, yeah.
I didn't know.
I think you pay a little dough for getting an app like that, but you can actually create and edit spreadsheets and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I don't do that enough. And I guess just the form factor of the phone itself doesn't really lend to...
I have apps that are capable of viewing but not editing, and I'm really considering getting one that will edit.
Well, the iPhone can view Word documents and spreadsheets natively, can it?
Well, it can natively, yes, but how do you view them? They'd have to be like in an email or something. You can't actually just put those on it. You either have to have an app that to put actual files on, or it has to come in an email, and it will read. So,
gotcha. So there are apps out there where you could actually write a book on an iPhone?
Oh, write a book?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's not going to do a spreadsheet, but yes, of course.
No, I mean like a word processing.
Oh, yeah. Word processor, sure. And export into the formats that you need to the computer or whatever. And
sure.
Some will allow you to print from that wirelessly.
They also got a piece of software now that allows you to use a mouse and a keyboard on your iPhone. Bluetooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is just beautiful.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Why? Why do you want to put all your crap in your iPhone? Why don't you just use a computer?
Oh, I'll tell you. This has been just... my iPhone is so ultra handy when I go to meetings. I use it for all that. I don't have my computer with me.
You're becoming...
I'm very dependent on that thing. For a lot of things.
He's an iPhone addict.
That's why I need a spreadsheet. Something that I can actually edit spreadsheets on, but... most of what I've seen is like some of them are a lot of money, like $50. Documents to Go makes stuff for the iPhone now.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my point, was the tablet, if it's going to run the iPhone OS, you're going to be able to run 99 cent apps or, you know, $2.99 apps. But you're saying that app there is it's a real app, I guess, is the way.
All these apps are real, yeah. You know, I have the app for writing screenplays on there. It's amazing. Small, but amazing.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just that I'm just thinking of the price of a lot of the apps that run on your phone.
I think they're going to...
cheap.
Yeah, I think if they have prices for the Apple tablets, which I think they would be something different about them, maybe. Because don't forget, these apps are made for the display, I think.
For sure, that's the whole thing.
So when you get a tablet that's going to be substantially larger... then these things are going to have to be changed, probably.
Which?
To a larger format.
I know.
And then be sold for more money. So something you're paying a dollar for, you know, you might pay $4 or $5 for or something like that to have it on there, like exactly. A different version. Be nice if you can run both. But honestly, for me still, man, I would take this over that any day.
Just for the portability aspect of it.
I just throw it in my pocket.
It's crazy.
For a number of reasons. And look at, I mean, if you're in a bad city, too. Do you want to walk around with like a tablet in your hand if you need it for all the same things? Otherwise, you have to have that in a case somewhere. I'm just thinking of something like New York where people, you know, maybe for business and things like that, or Chicago.
Are you saying New York's a bad city?
No, I'm saying it's a great city. But there is an underground city there. And, you know, to have a little device that you just throw in your pocket and everything is like...
it's nice.
It's great for all those reasons. And something else like that you might have in your case or a laptop case, something, and you have to pull it out, or if you need it, you know, subway or somewhere where, you know. I just thought maybe that's a consideration for people or business people. You know what I mean?
I don't understand what the draw is for a tablet. Why do we need, why does anybody need a tablet?
But the tablet thing might be a lot cooler than the MacBook Air.
I think
if you're going to use something that size-ish, why not get a regular laptop?
Right.
Even price-wise, it's way cheaper to get a a laptop. You're carrying a laptop anyway. Okay, it's thin and it's lighter, but it's a laptop.
Yeah.
The tablets, if you're going to carry something around, well, then why not have something that's really is portable? You know what I mean?
A little more portable,
yeah. A lot smaller than the Air even, but I think that I was hoping that if Apple was making a tablet, that it would be something like more like a netbook. That's what they should have done. Even with the MacBook Air, they should have made netbooks. Those little laptops, small, half the size of that. The size of the tablet with a open-up display. That would be so ideal. I don't know why they don't see that. Somebody should talk to me.
Someone should talk to you. Mm-hmm. Well, they say they don't want to get into the netbook
whole big JD market. Thing? Oh.
No, it's the whole netbook market. It's like the bottom of the barrel. That's the whole, like, you know, people go over to the netbook section in the Best Buy and NAC. You know, there's one on sale for $199.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that's $299. And then there's the high-end netbooks, which are $400-$500.
Which are competing with the laptops.
Which
are pretty cheap now. You get for like $300 to $400 at Walmart in the States. PCs, of course.
You can get a full-size laptop.
I'm going to spend $500 on a piece of junk.
That's basically it.
Just useless garbage.
It's like spending $500 on a car. Like, it's a car, yeah, and you spend $500 on it, but what do you expect out of a $500 car? What do you expect out of a $200 computer?
Well, I guess.
Junk!
What do you expect out of a $2,000 PC? The same thing as the $200 one, so you might as well get the $200 one.
Now you're bashing the operating system.
I didn't mean to.
Because it's the same hardware in a $2,000 PC laptop as it is in
same beautiful operating system.
But it's the operating system that kills it.
Pretty much, yeah. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of your favorite knickknacks.
Do you have a favorite knickknack?
Well, yeah, there's the bobbleheads.
Oh, bobbleheads. Is that a favorite?
Yeah, the Jeff and or the, ooh, big JD and Lippo bobbleheads.
That would be sweet, man.
You want one?
Well, yeah. Do I have to win it?
No, I think you can just go on Cafe Press and order one.
Ooh, do they? That would be just great, man. I got to look into that. Bobbleheads.
You print a face on a round.
Yeah, generic style. Generic but they put style. Your picture on the thing, actually. That would be so cool. This week's Jabber Quote actually is an original. Comes from...
Where's it come from?
I just got my picture taken. That will be in the news. CNN coverage right here on the Jabbercast. An original quote from Big JD.
What?
Yeah. You know how hard it was to find a knickknack quote? Do you have one?
I don't have a knickknack quote because I can't even spell knickknack properly.
Oh, well. Yeah. No matter how you spell knickknack in Google, it comes up as, did you mean?
Well, I went to my favorite quote site is thinkexist.com.
And did you find a knickknack quote?
No.
Of course you didn't.
Not even one.
That's why Big JD had to make one up for the show.
All right, here's the first on the Jabbercast, an original Jabber quote from one of the leading spokesmen, knickknacks. Oh, we got a drum roll. I love it.
It's not the knickknack. It's why you keep it.
Yes, that's right.
You like that?
It's not
the knickknack. It's why you keep it. What does that mean? Let's dissect that. Let's hear that part. Wait, let me see if I got any medical stingers so that we can operate on this quote.
Medical stingers. They use those on Dr. What was his name?
Zhivago.
No.
Phil. Dr. Phil.
Welby.
Marcus Welby. Welby, yeah. MD.
Marcus Welby, MD. Now they got Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah? Is that what Oz is? The show Oz?
No, Dr. Oz. I didn't even know who the guy was until like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it must be short for Oswald or something.
Oh, probably, yeah. He's a smart guy. And housewives just love him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Must be cute.
Yes.
So it's not the knickknack. It's why you keep it. So in a lot of cases, it's not necessarily that you have the knickknack, like knickknacks or collect knickknacks.
Or, or even what it is, a guitar or a bobblehead.
Sure,
or
something that doesn't even interest you, maybe.
Right.
But it's the reason that you keep it. Sentimental value, somebody, you know, given as a gift or some heirloom.
Heirloom.
You ever seen those little birds?
The heirlooms? Oh, those are heirloons.
Oh, very good one. Yeah. So that's it for this week. And if we have next week's show called up somewhere on one of these, on his HP here.
HP. The only HP in this house is the steak sauce in the fridge.
Ooh, yeah. HP. You know what that stands for?
Heirloom. No, what is this? What does HP stand for?
Harold Pepper.
Oh, is that right?
The guy that actually made the sauce.
He's an English guy, I would assume.
I'm only kidding. I have no idea. I don't know what HP stands for.
Remember, do I?
It stands for Worcestershire.
No, that's something else altogether.
Worcestershire.
So today is Knickknack Show. Next week is, you might as well say it. Do you have it up there?
No, I don't, actually.
It's Michigan Film and Television. With recent tax incentives and various studios popping up, Michigan is widely recognized as Hollywood away from Hollywood. Big hit films like Gran Torino, 8 Mile, and Gross Point Blank were shot in Detroit. And so was Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
That's a new movie. TV shows like Real Vice Cops and The Saint were also filmed in Detroit. And there's a new show on cable, Motor City Machines.
Oh, what's that about?
These guys, it's like a Mythbusters type show, but these guys are a Orange County Chopper type show. Oh, it's more like that than it is the Mythbusters show. It's some guys who own a metal
fabricating
shop.
Thing? Yeah, what do they fabricate? It's not bikes.
What's that?
Is it a bike thing? Not bikes, is
no.
it?
No. I'm sorry, I haven't actually seen one of the episodes, but I just see welding and they make stuff.
It's not, you don't know if it's anything for something specific or...
I'm sorry, I don't know enough about the show, but I know that's
something to look into.
And I know that they go down a street or an alley at the beginning, like when the opening credits roll up, and it's the same, it's exact same view as in Beverly Hills Cop. You can see the same buildings.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And you see that at the end of the road is the Renaissance Center, like kind of run down in the foreground, but big city in the background. But anyway, so that's... The Saint was also filmed in Detroit. Big JD interviews members of Rollin' on Detroit, a reality show and company that's transforming displaced Michigan workers into film and television crews.
Sounds like a blast.
Not unlike Big JD himself.
So there you have it, next week's show. And we thank everybody for listening to the Jabbercast this week. And hope you pick up the podcast by searching us at the iTunes store.
Jabbercast. Or The Jabbercast. Or go to our website, thejabbercast.com.
As well, you can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com. If you have a show topic idea, let us know. If you have any, if you want to send us an audio message of any kind that we could air in the show, would be great too.
Thanks a lot for listening.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind, sold separately.